Hello and welcome to episode 843 of the Our Lady of Fatima podcast. It is my pleasure to be with you this morning. My name is Terrence M. Stanton. We are recording on Monday, March 25th, 2024, in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is the 33rd anniversary of the death of Archbishop Marcel Lefebvre. May his beautiful soul rest in peace. I and many others believe he will one day be declared not only a saint, but a doctor of the church. The Monday prayer to the Most Blessed Virgin Mary to obtain holy perseverance by a saint and doctor of the church, and a great one at that, Saint Alphonsus Liguori. O Queen of Heaven, I, who was once a miserable slave of Lucifer, now dedicate myself to thee, to be thy servant forever. I offer myself to honor thee and serve thee during my whole life. Do thou accept me and refuse me not as I should deserve. O my mother, in thee have I placed all my hopes. From thee do I expect every grace. I bless and thank God, who in his mercy has given me this confidence in thee, which I consider a pledge of my salvation. Alas, miserable wretch that I am, I have hitherto fallen, because I have not had recourse to thee. I now hope that, through the merits of Jesus Christ and thy prayers, I have obtained pardon. But I may again lose divine grace. The danger is not past. My enemies do not sleep. How many new temptations have I still to conquer? Ah, my most sweet lady, protect me, and permit me not again to become their slave. Help me at all times. I know that thou wilt help me, and that with thy help I shall conquer if I recommend myself to thee. But this is what I fear. I fear that in time of danger I may neglect to call upon thee and thus be lost. I ask thee then for this grace. Obtain that in the assaults of hell I may always have recourse to thee, saying, Mary, help me. My mother, permit me not to lose my God. And now we have the prayer for the conversion of the Jews. God of goodness and Father of mercies, we beseech thee through the Immaculate Heart of Mary and by the intercession of the patriarchs and holy apostles to look with compassion upon the remnant of Israel, so that they may come to a knowledge of our only Savior, Jesus Christ, and share in the precious graces of redemption. Amen. We return once more, friends, to fisheaters.com, the splendid traditional Catholic website, and Meditations for Lent by St. Thomas Aquinas, this edition published by Sheet and Ward in 1937. And once again, I want to highly recommend fisheaters.com, a whole bunch of great information there. Monday in Holy Week is our meditation today. The title, It is Necessary That We Be Wholly Clean. 1. If I wash thee not, thou shalt have no part with me. John 13:8. No one can be made a sharer in the inheritance of eternity, a co-heir with Christ, unless he is spiritually cleansed. For in the Apocalypse it is so stated, there shall not enter into it anything defiled. Apocalypse 21:27. And in the Psalms we read, Lord, who shall dwell in thy tabernacle? Psalm 14. Who shall ascend into the mountain of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? The innocent in hands and clean of heart. Psalm 23:3-4. It is therefore as though our Lord said, if I wash thee not, thou shalt not be cleansed, and if thou art not cleansed, thou shalt have no part with me. We must be baptized, friends. It says in the scriptures, unless you are baptized of water and the Spirit, you have no life in you. And we pray at the beginning of this podcast we've been doing for the last several weeks. We've done it before. I decided to do it again. With all the controversy in the world between what's going on with the Israelis and the Palestinians and so forth, the prayer for the conversion of the Jews is very necessary. We're going to continue to do that. And once again, I turn back to that conversation where I think an opportunity was missed by Bishop Robert Barron, who, again, has done a lot of good for the church, but he was interviewing Ben Shapiro was interviewing him. Ben Shapiro is a prominent neoconservative and a Jew. And Mr. Shapiro was asking him, you know, can he be saved? Is there any hope for him? And Bishop Barron missed an opportunity. He talks about our Lord being the privileged way. No, that's not correct. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the only way. He says it himself. He's the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by him. Bishop Barron should have said, Ben, you need to be baptized. You need to repent and believe in the gospel. You need to become Catholic. Jews need to be baptized. Muslims need to be baptized. Atheists need to be baptized. Everyone needs to be baptized. That's the way God set it up. If God tells you to do something, you have to do it. And Jews must recognize Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. There will be a mass conversion of the Jews at the end of time. Of course, any discrimination against Jews or any other group of people is to be condemned. But at the same time, we can't have this false sense of charity saying, oh, we won't discriminate against anyone and we'll kind of let anyone go their own way. That's not true love. True love is telling someone the truth, even when it's uncomfortable for you. And the truth is, everyone needs to be Catholic. Judaism is a false religion. Islam is a false religion. Mormonism is a false religion. Jehovah's Witnesses practice a false religion. Mormons and Jehovah's Witnesses are cult members. Does that sound nasty? Does that sound mean? No, that's charitable. Speaking the truth is charitable. And we have to love Mormons and Jehovah's Witnesses and Jews and Muslims and Protestants and the Orthodox and Hindus and Buddhists enough to tell them they need to be Catholic because there's one true religion. If you're not Catholic, you're not following the true religion. There's no such thing as this being spiritual and not religious stuff. No, God started a religion. He came to earth and started a religion. And to be a completed Jew is to be a Catholic. That's what Sister Rosalind Moss, who was Jewish and converted, became Catholic. She's now a nun, is fond of saying. The most Jewish thing she could possibly do is become Catholic because Jesus fulfills over 300 prophecies that are promised in the Old Testament. So let us love everyone. Let us be kind to everyone. And part of that is having the courage to speak the truth, and let us ask our Lord Jesus Christ for the grace to do that. 2, Simon Peter saith to him, Lord, not only my feet, but also my hands and my head. John 13:9. Peter, utterly stricken, offers his whole self to be washed. So confounded is he with love and with fear. We read, in fact, in the book called The Journeying of Clement, that Peter used to be so overcome by the bodily presence of our Lord, which he had most fervently loved, that whenever after our Lord's ascension, the memory of that dearest presence and most holy company came to him, he used so to melt into tears that his cheeks seemed all worn out with them. That's a typo. He used to melt into tears that his cheeks seemed also worn out with them. We can also consider three parts in man's body: the head, which is the highest, the feet, which are the lowest part, and the hands, which lie in between. In the interior man, that is to say in the soul, there are likewise three parts. Corresponding to the head, there is the higher reason, the power by means of which the soul clings to God. For the hands, there is the lower reason by which the soul operates in good works. For the feet, there are the senses and the feelings and desires arising from them. Now our Lord knew the disciples to be clean as far as the head was concerned, for he knew they were joined to God by faith and by charity. He knew their hands also were clean, for he knew their good works. But as to their feet, he knew that the disciples were still somewhat entangled in those inclinations to earthly things that derive out of the life of the senses. Peter, alarmed by our Lord's warning, not only consented that his feet should be washed, but begged that his hands and his head should be washed too. Lord, he said, not only my feet, but also my hands and my head, as though to say, I know not whether hands and head need to be washed. For I am not conscious to myself of anything, yet I am not hereby justified, 1 Corinthians 4:4. Therefore, I am ready not only for my feet to be washed, that is, those inclinations that arise out of the life of my senses, but also my hands, that is, my works, and my head too, that is, my higher reason. We have to subject everything to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. We have to give everything over to Him. Like the Catholic apologist Peter Herbig says from Renewal Ministries, we can't be double-minded, and we can't be kind of have one foot in the things of this world and then have one foot in the spiritual life. We can't be Catholic on Sundays and holy days and then every other day of the week live like everyone else. Catholic has to be a 24/7, 365 and a quarter thing. A quarter's for the leap year. My friend used to use that phrase, 24/7, 365 and a quarter. But 100% of the time, we have to be faithful disciples of our Lord. Do we fall? Do we sin? Yes, of course we do. And thank God for the sacrament of reconciliation. But we have to be focused on the Lord. We have to keep our lives Christocentric. Society is failing utterly because not enough people are doing that. Not enough people are living their lives for our Lord Jesus Christ. They're living their lives for wealth, pleasure, power, and fame. I point the finger at myself first and foremost before I point the finger at anyone else. But there are many, many people who just aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing, aren't living virtuous lives, and in fact are living vicious lives. That's why society is struggling. And there's not an economic solution to that. You can't vote someone else into office to change that. There's no sort of political solution for what ails society because society is sick with sin. And it's every nation on earth. So unless there is mass conversion to Catholicism, unless there are far more people who are willing to live their lives totally for love of Jesus and the Blessed Mother, things are not going to improve in society. So take up your weapon. What's your weapon? It's not a gun. It's not a rocket. It's not a bomb. It's not any sort of other tool of destruction. It's the rosary. It is the spiritual ultimate weapon. And the Blessed Mother comes to Fatima. And every single time, what's the one thing she mentions? Pray the rosary every single day. And like Dr. Marshall says, if the Mother of God sees fit to come down off of her throne in heaven and tell you to do something repeatedly, you don't hem and haw about it. You don't say, I'll do it when I get around to it. Nope, you do it every day. Because Our Lady, our Queen, asked you to, and it's literally the least we can do for her and to glorify her Son, because He's the best of sons and He wants His Mother honored. And He's very offended when His Mother is not honored properly, and when she is blasphemed. Too much of that going on in the world too. Great strain within Protestantism, you're seeing it more and more online, is these anti-Marian attacks. They need to stop. We need to love Our Lady. We need to pray the rosary every single day. 3. Jesus saith to him, He that is washed needeth not but to wash his feet, but is clean wholly. And you are clean. John 13:10. Origen, commenting on this text, says that the apostles were clean, but needed to be yet cleaner. For reason should ever desire gifts that are better still, should ever set itself to achieve the very heights of virtue, should aspire to shine with the brightness of justice itself. He that is holy, let him be sanctified still. Apocalypse 22:11. In other words, friends, good enough is never good enough in the spiritual life. There's always more that we can do for our Lord. We should be striving not just to commit mortal sins or not committing mortal sins. Did I phrase that properly? Yeah, we should be striving not to commit mortal sins, of course, but not only that, but not to commit venial sins. Again, going back to another gentleman at Renewal Ministries, Dr. Ralph Martin, we should be striving not to offend our Lord in the slightest thing. And that's what St. Thomas Aquinas is pointing to here, because we can always love the Lord more. Let's ask him for the grace to do that. And let's conclude by once again mentioning Helping Autism Through Learning and Outreach, available on the web at halo-soma.org. That's halo-soma.org. Also, please tune in to episodes 277 and 548 of the Our Lady of Fatima podcast for more information pertaining to RPM. That's an acronym for Rapid Prompting Method, which is a system of communication for non-speakers. Before my niece was 8 years old, we didn't even know her favorite color. Now we know that she's a comprehensive genius who composes music, poetry, very skilled in regards to mathematics. She even knows foreign languages. RPM has been as big of a breakthrough for non-speakers as sign language was for the deaf. You can also point to Braille in terms of being able to read for the blind. But you can't use a tool unless you know about it. That's where you come in. Please spread this information far and wide. We know that communication is a human right. And if you can put yourself in the shoes for a moment of a non-speaker, imagine how sad and frustrated you would be if you couldn't say anything to your family, if you couldn't carry on the most casual of conversations. I've had the pleasure of meeting several non-speakers, not only my niece, but many others, who've broken through to open communication, and I can assure you that they're some of the most kind, compassionate, and intelligent folk you could ever meet in your life. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Our Lady of Fatima podcast. Please tune in again next time, and please say an Ave Maria for yours truly. Goodbye, and God love you.